Welcome to the Uncopyable Women in Sales bonus question episode. This is a short Q&A where I ask each of my guests the same five personal questions. It's your chance to learn about each of my guests on a more personal level. Hey there, I am back with Shauna Krueger, who is my niece, and she's very impressive. Even if she wasn't my niece, I would say she's very impressive. A bilingual certified yoga instructor. You've got to listen to the full episode if you haven't yet. So Shauna, welcome back. Thank you for being open to answering some personal questions for us.
Of course. I'm excited.
So question number one is, can't wait to hear your answer because I thought I knew. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be an optometrist. I was very, very logical even as a kid. And I remember going to the eye doctor and thinking it was fascinating, but also seeing it as a way that I could work in medicine and basically something that people would always need and that would be super helpful for them. So that's why I wanted to be an optometrist.
Okay, so let's ask you, you've done a lot of things, especially traveling. You have traveled a ton. So I'm interested to hear, what is something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
So when you asked me this question, actually, travel was not the first thing that came to my mind. So I'm going to just say what came to my mind initially. What I really want to do that I have not done yet is to interview J Balvin on my podcast. And so if you don't know who J Balvin is, he is a very famous Latin star. He's a singer, a reggaeton singer, but he's also one of the few folks who is really making wellness mainstream and talking about meditation. And I super admire that. So put your good energies into me being able to interview J Balvin.
Well, I like that. I like that. So you have a plan for at least reaching out and giving it a try?
I've tried a couple of times to slide into, he has a program called Oye, which is like bilingual Spanish and English wellness sort of program. And they have teachers and stuff on the platform. I've sent a couple emails. I've done my follow-ups, connected with some folks on LinkedIn. Hasn't happened yet, but I trust that it'll probably happen a more natural way at some point. But I feel like I'm creating a base that will set me up for it.
Well, I like the fact that you got that goal. I believe that you will eventually interview him, so I can't wait to hear it. But again, like sales, that reminds me of something that I did recently. We're golfers, of course. Our family is a big golfing family. And we're watching the show called Full Swing. And one of the golfers is named Wyndham Clark, and he was having kind of a cold streak. And he ended up working with a sports psychologist, a more mature woman who's a sports psychologist. And this sports psychologist has, you know, just changed everything. He went on to win a huge tournament, the U.S. Open. And so I reached out on LinkedIn, and I did not hear back, but I thought, you know what? If you never ask, you'll never know, right?
You never know. And sometimes you get, and it has happened in other, you know, other circumstances to me as well, where I get a lot of ghosting, you know, people don't ever respond. And then I get one yes from some sort of like big fish sort of person. And it's very exciting. So I agree. Gotta ask. Gotta try.
Gotta ask. So that's very good. Good advice. And you're following it. That's awesome. So out of the many wonderful things about you, what is something that you like about yourself?
I absolutely love that. I feel like I'm a catalyst for making things happen. I love and really feed off of the energy of hearing about things that people want to do and then telling them like, let's do it. You know, what's holding you back? Let's take a step. Let's, you know, why aren't you acting on that? How can we make it work? I love that that part of myself that genuinely gets so excited by sort of being a catalyst for action.
Yeah. Thoughts and actions, two totally different things. You know, like we were talking about manifesting earlier. And
yes,
I think a lot of people have negative feelings about that word manifesting. Well, it's not that you just think about what you want and it appears. You think about it and then you work your little tail off, right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So.
What is something about you that you would like to change?
I think that I'm impatient. You know, that's the flip side of being the catalyst and really having my strength be turning thoughts into action. you know, I luckily am very dedicated to what it is that, you know, I choose to focus on. So I do stick with it, but it is sort of, it can turn into a painful process, right? When you don't see the results on paper that you're looking to see. And I think that something that I really lean into in that area is the manifesting, is the trust, is the putting on music that inspires me and makes me feel like I'm on top of the world, you know, having a power stance and just picturing, you know, myself getting there and letting that feeling be part of the process that I enjoy. It's not, you know, we all know we don't go to a concert just to hear the last note. We go to enjoy the music. So that, but I need, you know, I need reminders constantly to enjoy the music along the way.
I've never heard that one, that we don't go to a concert to hear the last note.
No, very true. We don't. Yeah.
And it is, you know, how many different sayings are there that it's the journey and not the destination? Exactly. That's probably why we need all those sayings, because we want to get there. And it's, yes, it's hard sometimes to wait. It's hard, yes, a lot of times to wait.
Absolutely.
So let's hear this one, because like I said, you've traveled so many places. What is your favorite vacation spot?
I'd have to go with Rio Chiribo in Costa Rica, which is where I'm hosting again a retreat, because that's what I really do, is I make sure to host a retreat in a place that I've been. And I actually originally went to Rio Chiribo after getting married. Simone and I went there as our little mini moon, and I did a ton of research to find a place that was sort of like you were in a retreat atmosphere, but at the same time, not like overly luxurious, but like homey and jungly and all of the, you know, I had this like perfect image in mind, and I worked really hard to find it. And I have to say that Rio did not disappoint. And we've been back, oh man, I think 3 or 4 times now. So that for me is, there's nothing better. It's, I really value peace, you know, and getting out of the city. And here in, you know, I live in an apartment and I have like the energy of all the people around me and the noise. And I love to go to a space where you can really feel sort of seen by nature only, you know? So that's what I would say. Rio
that
Chiribo
sounds good
in Costa Rica.
I liked you to say that more slowly for people. Rio,
oh, yeah.
What is that? So we can look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to say it with the gringo accent. It's Rio Chiribo.
Rio Chiribo. I've got that one. Why yes. didn't you say so? Okay, so that reminds me. I would like you to talk to us a little bit in Spanish, because you have the most beautiful way of speaking in Spanish. I've heard perfect accent. So you can tell us, why should we go to Rio?
Rio Chiribo.
Why should we go to Rio Chiribo?
Okay.
Tell us in Spanish.
Okay. En mi opinión, el Rio Chiribo es uno de los lugares más mágicos del mundo. Tiene una vibración súper alta. Y es casi como en el momento que tú llegas a Rio Chiribo, vas a sentir la paz inmediatamente.
Oh my
God. I just said, like, you know, it is one of the most high vibrational places I've ever been. And when you arrive, you can feel the peace.
Well, it was beautiful. It sounded better in Spanish.
It does. Often does.
It must be fun to be that fluent. So, well, Shauna, thanks again for being on the podcast. It's just been so much fun.
Yes. Thank you for having me. And this has been really fun for me as well. I love digging into these sort of questions.
Last but not least, shout out to your awesome parents, Kurt and Charlize.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Number one support since day one.
Thanks for listening to this Uncopyable Women in Sales bonus question episode. And by the way, if you haven't heard today's full episode, I highly recommend you do that right now. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, be uncopyable.